What's going on? It's your girl Self-Pay Rose, aka Moneyline Mommy, and I am the CEO of Elevate Your Success 101, and I want to welcome you back to another podcast episode where we give you that mentality over money talk that's going to help you go out there and reach any unforeseen circumstance that may arise in your life. We want to give you that quality knowledge that you can actually go out there, apply to your day-to-day lifestyle, and actually see change within the next 30 to 60 days of your lifestyle. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the three types of people that you should surround yourself with. But before we dive into today's lesson, I want to give a special shout out to all of my fans, all of my followers, each and every loyal listener. I want to say thank you. The brand appreciates you from the bottom of my heart. I want to let you know we would not be here without the support of all of our listeners, all of our fans. Every time you guys stream an episode, it really helps us expand and go to the next level and become a globally recognized brand. So thank you to all of my followers. I love you. And let's go ahead and dive into today's lesson. Grab your pen, grab your notebook, get ready to take notes. If you wear glasses, put the motherfuckers on, because it's about to get real. We going to class and I'm ready to get started. So without further ado, the three types of people to surround yourself with. I'm going to name these three types of people first, and then I'm actually going to go over them and give you a little breakdown of what each type of individual can bring to your life. The first type of person you want to surround yourself with is the dreamer. The second type of person you want to surround yourself with is the hard worker. And the third type of person you want to surround yourself with is the realist. Okay? These are three type of individuals that can ultimately help you become the best version of yourself. Now, the dreamer is the person that is always going to help you think positive. The dreamer is somebody that's always going to keep you believing in you, keep you inspired about you, keep you active about your dreams, your inspirations, and everything that you want to accomplish. The dreamer is that person that you always want to keep around you because, like I said, they constantly fill your cup up with positivity. They're pouring into you, and they're ultimately making you believe in yourself more and more and more. The more you're around the dreamer, the more you believe in your dreams. Now, the hard worker is somebody that you need, because this is somebody that's going to keep pushing you and help you increase your work ethic to new heights. Right? They're going to make you become the best version of yourself. They're going to make you grind harder. The hard worker, having that person around you, they should inspire you to go harder. They should inspire you to get better, to grind, to be the best version of yourself so that you can never go back to what you used to be. So if you're surrounding yourself with a bunch of hard workers, there's no way you can be lazy. There's no way you can be around people that are grinding, hustling, motivating themselves, researching their craft, getting better at their talent. You can't be around these type of people and not adapt to that type of work ethic. So you want to make sure that you keep a hard worker inside your circle. Now, the last person that you want to actually keep around you is the realist. Now, the realist is that person that's always going to be real with you. They're going to make sure you remain humble. They're going to make sure that you're always down to earth, that you're realistic with your decisions, that your deep thoughts actually turn into actions. So the realist is that person that you could kick it to, and they can give you back that real game. They can tell you things that might even hurt your feelings, but they're going to help you get better, right? So you want that person around you that's going to check you, that's going to tell you about yourself, that's going to point out your flaws, and that's going to actually help you correct the error in your ways. That is a realist. Okay, so you guys want to keep the dreamer around you, the hard worker around you, and the realist. So think about the people that you hang out with every single day, the people that you spend the most time with every single day, and really evaluate and analyze, do I have any dreamers around me? Do I have any hard workers around me? And do I have any realists around me? Now, if you do, just be blessed and grateful. You know what I'm saying? Show your appreciation to the dreamer that's inspiring you to keep going. Show your appreciation to the hard workers that's around you. Let them know, like, bro, like, when you're working hard, that shit inspires me. It motivates me. So I appreciate you for pushing me to go next level. And if you have a realist around you, always take time to show gratitude for that person that sees the good and bad in you and still decides to share their energy and their space with you. So if you have these type of individuals in your life right now, just kind of be blessed and grateful to surround yourself and try to spend more time with these people and actually analyze how important they are to you and see the value that they're adding to your life. Now, if you analyze in your circle right now, you don't have any dreamers, you don't have any hard workers, and you don't have any realists surrounding you right now, take this episode as a lesson. for life, for you to go out there and build a new powerful circle. It's okay to let some people go. Everybody's not supposed to be in life for a long time. Everybody's in your life for a reason or for a season. So let that blessing be a lesson, because once that person is no longer in your life no more, you may see that you elevate. You may see that you prosper and grow better. And ultimately, some of these type of individuals you have around you right now are holding you back. So make sure that you don't have anyone that's holding you back. Instead, you want to surround yourself with the dreamer, the hard worker, and also the realist. All right, I want you guys to get better. Take this quality knowledge, actually apply it to your life. A lot of people say knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is going to be the strongest type of power that you can ever have within yourself. So make sure you guys take this knowledge, go out there, apply it to your life, surround yourself with these three type of people, and make sure you go next level. Go out there and elevate your success. Every day that you step out the house, be the best version of yourself. You are God's highest form of creation, and nobody's fucking better than you. Nobody can beat you. Nobody can do what you can do. All right, so you got to believe in yourself. If I believe in you, you got to believe in you. So sometimes it just takes you putting in this podcast, turning up your headphones, getting in the zone, motivating yourself, and going out there, waking up every day and killing shit. If you guys found any value from today's episode, I want you to scroll down right now, leave us a review, give us a 5-star rating, give us a shout out on Instagram, tag us at Elevate Your Success 101, head on over to our YouTube channel, subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And like I always say, if nobody told you today, I love you. So you can go out there and know that somebody has your best interest at heart. I'm here to help you grow. I'm here to help you go next level, become that king and queen that you imagine yourself being every single day. I'm here to pull that dream out of you and help you ultimately elevate your success. So stay blessed. Go out there, be you, do you, wake up every day and kill shit.